Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. One day, someone will make a truly good movie based on a video game. We're still waiting. Oscar-winning actress Alicia Vikander is the latest to log in for a paycheck. Tomb Raider reboots the old Angelina Jolie franchise, and the results are loud, busy, and mind-numbing. The so-so special effects are a distraction, and it lacks the humor that makes its obvious inspiration, Raiders of the Lost Ark, a classic. Vikander is good, but the filmmakers work hard to set up a sequel, which I suspect will never happen. No one up for Tomb Raider. Love, Simon isn't perfect either, but why nitpick? In this comic coming-of-age film based on the popular YA novel, Nick Robinson plays a closeted gay teen who makes some bad choices to prevent people from discovering his secret. The cast, which also includes Jennifer Garner and Josh Duhamel as his supporting parents, is likable, and the movie has a positive spirit. It plays a bit too much like a made-for-TV movie, however. It's amazing that one of the most daring rescue operations of all time has yet to be made into a fully satisfying film. 7 Days in Entebbe is at least the fifth attempt. Rosamund Pike and Daniel Brühl play wannabe revolutionaries who skyjack an Air France jet in 1967 and hold the 94 Israeli passengers hostage at the airport in Entebbe, Uganda. Although competently made, the movie just doesn't build sufficient tension. 7 days seems like that's how long it takes to watch. Also opening this week, November, is a sci-fi fantasy film from Estonia based on the acclaimed novel. Josie is a dark film noir thriller starring Sophie Turner and Dylan McDermott. And The Young Karl Marx is a biopic about the early days of the famed socialist thinker. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!